Vodka o'clock. Good evening, everyone. It is Amber Love. You are listening to Vodka O'Clock Podcast. This is a special episode where I've had the pleasure of interviewing two of the artists from the New Jersey Blues Bash, and that took place on March 22nd here in the fine year of 13. So you will get to hear some backstage interviews with Mr. Lee Del Rey and Mr. Gary Wright. Both of those are really fabulous artists, and we enjoyed the show a lot. So I am going to be splicing in some excerpts from the performances as well. And it'll probably be a rather short show. I'm also hoping that one of the other performers that I saw on Saturday night, Samantha Fish, will be calling in to an episode of Vodka O'Clock, so we will hopefully be able to get an entire hour with her. She's fantastic, absolutely blew me away. So I have some links in the show notes there and in the recap of the New Jersey Blues Bash. And you guys, you don't know what you missed. It was an amazing show. And one thing that you might notice while you're listening to this is that it switches between stereo and mono, and that's just merely something that happened because of the recording that I was using on my phone. I did actually download an app to record in stereo, and none of those files are usable. So luckily, the files that I had from the first night that did record in mono were usable. So you're not listening to anything. There's nothing wrong with your speakers, I promise you. This is just what we have to work with here. I try to hug and squeeze you, then you turn your love around, won't baby, yeah, why you treat me the way you do? After all I give you, baby, all I've done for you. Hey everybody, we are here at the New Jersey Blues Bash, and I'm with Lee Del Rey.
Yep.
Lee, are you from South Florida? Was that it?
I was born in South Florida, raised up in New York City, Staten Island, Brooklyn.
So I don't really think of blues coming out of Staten Island in particular, but you're here in Jersey, and obviously like South Jersey, the whole Asbury Park scene is very heavy with blues and rock and roll. So did you spend a lot of time in Jersey?
I did when I was younger. Stayed with my father. He lived out in Jersey for a while. But there's a great scene in New York City, and you know, it's a melting pot. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you get such a mix of different styles and all kinds of music and everything like that, and influences. And yeah, there's always a great blues scene out there. Just not many people knew about it.
you're a secret.
Yeah, well.
So, now, how involved are you with like newer technology and being on the internet and interacting with fans socially online?
I'm pretty involved. Yeah, I interact with fans constantly, and Facebook and Twitter.
Right.
My website.
And what are they? Go ahead and plug yourself.
www.leedelrey.com.
Oh, and that's so hard.
Yeah, it's a tough one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had to make it simple for myself. And, Facebook, / Lee Del Rey, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely into the technology.
Now, did you hear the latest news about YouTube that they've discovered a lot of musicians had fake hits, like that they purchased millions of hits, whether it was the bands themselves or the industry labels? So YouTube actually like deleted a lot of video hits, because what happens is you get obviously like more views. People get featured on the front page and stuff.
I heard about that on Facebook, that people were buying likes.
And Twitter is a big thing now. People are buying followers.
4,000 likes and no activity on the Facebook. So,
right.
So yeah, I definitely heard about that.
Yeah.
That's well, with as with anything, You know, you're going to get somebody who's going to figure out how to cheat the system. You know, and mm-hmm. then you're going to get, you know, musicians that are, you know, maybe going to go along with it. You know, that have that moral quality. You know.
So when you're performing tonight, are you going to be doing is it a standard set that you do all the time, or are you doing something different just for Blues Bash?
We're going to be doing cuts off the new CD coming out on May 14th. It's actually available tonight, pre-release. We'll be out front, 570 Blues. So we'll be performing some songs off of that, and you know, a lot of stuff off of that probably.
Was 570 your area code?
570 is where I live. I live in Pennsylvania. I'm there for 22 years. I'm in Scranton, Pennsylvania. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of become home.
That's great. And tell me a little bit about your band. Who's with you tonight?
I got Randy Adams with me on bass guitar. He's from Matamoras, Pennsylvania. I have John Scanlon from Poughkeepsie, New York on the keyboard. And I have Papa John Molay on drums. He's from Lock Sheldrake, New York.
So how do you guys get together then? Is it close enough to actually drive a couple times a month?
Yeah, we get together, you know, when we need to rehearse, we get together a couple times a month, and for recording, we do that, and we just kind of, you know, converge on each other, and, you know, and do our thing, and, you know, we play a lot. So
you said the album's May 14th?
May 14th is scheduled for release, yes.
Okay. Well,
absolutely.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. It's a little too late, I'm a little too gone, and hot dog, you're a little too wrong.
Gary Wright. Now, Gary, one of the most intriguing things about your playing was the upside-down Stratocaster technique. What is this? Where did this come from? Did you just forget what you were doing one day and
I'm naturally left-handed.
Oh, and so instead of a left-handed guitar.
That's what I've learned on. Although my Telecaster is left-handed because of the cutaway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I can have access to the high strings, but it's restrung right-handed.
Right, so why didn't you restring it left-handed?
Because that's how I learned how to play.
Okay, and when did you learn?
I started guitar when I was at 14 or 15. That was around 1970, 71.
Okay, and did you just teach yourself?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So you found somebody's guitar laying around one day?
Well, my uncle, we grew up in the same house, home. He was 4 years older than me, so he had his guitar the typical story under the bed. I'd take it out when he wasn't around and put on an LP, put on a record, and listen and figure things out. You know, eventually the pieces start to fall into place, you know, through trial and error.
What was the first thing you tried playing?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Was it always...
I was just trying to make chords.
Was it always...
I wanted to get my, you know, I wanted to get my hands coordinated just to change the chords, so... And once that happens, then, you know, okay, I can do this now. It's at first I'm like, you know.
So was there a song that drove you?
You know what? I can't remember. I think it's just the music in general.
Okay.
There wasn't one particular
I didn't know,
because
when my brother was learning, it was like, oh, I would need to learn this song, and I need to learn that.
I don't
that
even know what the first song I learned, because in the process of teaching myself to play the chords, the lead, the licks, and all of that, and the slide, I tried to learn it all at one time. So I'm okay, let me figure this out. And so it's more the style of music. It's more or less, blues. So I'm trying to learn how to.
And you play your own harmonica in the band too. What else?
Well, that was my first instrument. When I was like 7, they were relatively inexpensive then. Birthday of Mary Had a Little Lamb. Then you start learning the blues.
Of course.
So that I didn't stay with it. You know, it probably shows when I play. Then it was the drums, and then the guitar was the natural. I fell into that. And that way, you know, you can sing and play. You don't see drummers without a band singing and playing. So I didn't want to just be a guitar player. I wanted to sing.
So. And how are you feeling at this point with your career now that we're in the...
Well, I feel like I'm just getting started, actually. I mean, I had a band for 11 years from... 1996 to 2007. My ex-wife and I had this band, Terra Plain Blues. We were pretty successful. It was an 11-year run, which actually is a long time. And we put out 2 CDs. We played out, you know, here and there in the country. And we, in 2000, we were in the IBC, the International Blues Competition in Memphis. We made it to the final 8. And,
Memphis is like the heartland for
words. Yeah. So that, you know, we had a lot of, you know, everybody construes sex different.
Whoops.
Wow. Success differently. So we had success in our own way. We weren't the Rolling Stones or anything, but we, and, so then when that ended, you know, you moved on. I didn't want to have a band for a while because it's a lot of work. I was in a reggae band for 5 years, up until a few months ago. I played reggae, and I still play it. I love it as much as I love the blues. And for the last year or so, I've been producing my friend's CD. So I've been busy with doing other things, and now I'm just starting to do my thing again.
New chapter.
Yeah. You're going to delete that other part, right?
I suppose I could. No, I'm not going to. That's going in the blooper reel. all right, Gary, anything else that you want everybody to know?
Well, you can keep looking out for me. I'm on Facebook, and find me Gary Wright. It's where I do most of my listings as to where I'm playing. And again, like I said, I'm just starting out again.
Okay.
So I don't have a lot of gigs. I have a few. Hopefully they will, come out.
All right. Is your uncle still around?
Yeah, actually, he works. He doesn't play any. I mean, he's at home playing, but he works for the state of New York, so he's, you know, going into the career. But he still plays, you know, at home. And when I see him, we talk about music and guitars still.
How many guitars do you have?
I can't count. I have at least 20, I think, and maybe about 8 of them that I play. Mm-hmm. So I had 4 with me today, but they all have like different tunings and whatnot. So instead of retuning one, I could pick up one and put one back. I mean, I've been doing that for a long time. So it's a lot easier than, you know, manipulating the machine.
So you did a big tribute for Howlin' Wolf tonight. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the modern scene? Is there anybody that strikes out at you?
I mean, In all honesty, I haven't kept up with a lot of things too much. I like Shamika Copeland a lot. My head is still spinning from the adrenaline. So I can't think clearly right now to pick out names. I go on YouTube a lot, and I'm always finding stuff.
I'm just finding new people,
and
yeah.
People that I never really heard of. There's a lot of young kids in Mississippi that are playing blues and playing it really well.
Right. Well, we're going to have a young girl here at Blues Bash tomorrow night who's only 22.
Yeah,
so that'll be pretty
her,
impressive.
Yeah, I looked her up and I checked her out on YouTube. I try to stay on top of things when I can.
Okay.
And, I'll probably be here tomorrow.
All right. Gary, well, thanks for your time. I'm going to let you enjoy your adrenaline now. Once again, everyone, you've been listening to Lee Del Rey and Gary Wright. You can, of course, easily search for them, but go to LeeDelRey.com. And on Facebook, just search for Gary Wright's Roots and Blues. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Elizabeth Amber and find out everything else you need to know at AmberUnmasked.com. With any luck, Ashley and I will be able to get our video content from New Jersey Blues Bash edited and uploaded to YouTube soon for you.